There are a lot of people. I was talking yesterday to a Russian lady. I mean, this is over a week after Sandy. A Russian lady that lives in Coney Island, which is another area of Brooklyn that it's by the water. It's mainly Russian inhabitants, and she said that in her building they still do not have power. And it's actually really cold in New York, which is rare for this time of the year. It never gets this cold, and it's been really freezing. And so these people, they don't have power and they don't have heat. So people are really, really cold. But I also want to say that there's been a lot of aid. Like people have gotten together and brought a lot of help to the other people, which is really amazing. I mean, I got the chance to see. We were trying to volunteer or do some or bring food and supplies for the people that suffer through the storm. And when we got to one of the centers, they were like, "Thank you so much, but we have everything we need." People have massively respond to help the victims of the hurricane. We would like if you could go to another center, so they redirected us so we could bring all our stuff to the other center, because we had, we had bought blankets and water. And so but that was amazing. It was a good feeling because it felt like a lot of people came out and helped out. And from kids, the kids in there was no school. Schools were canceled for a week, like all public schools and therefore private schools. But everybody, like there was a big effort from the schools, from offices, from I mean many different enterprises to collect stuff to bring out to the Red Cross or the community centers that have the need.